Hi.
Hi. So, what'd you learn in school today, little girl?
Oh, don't ask. Am I still blushing?
From what?
Advanced English Literature. We're studying the Tropic of Capricorn.
You're kidding. When we were kids, that was banned, and now it's part of the curriculum? Yay, progress.
Yay? You approve of pornography being taught in schools?
Oh, that's not pornography. That's literature.
Well, I can't tell you what it was like in that classroom, being surrounded by post-adolescent salivating boys listening to that literature while my hands turned red.
Oh, come on. It's a little racy.
Racy? Have you ever read it?
Not exactly.
Here.
Calculus for Engineers?
Oh, that's just the cover so the kids won't read it. Open any page at random.
Holy mackerel.
Exactly. Come on, let's go home. Kate, do you want to go home? Kate?
Allie? Allie?
Lovely.
You really do this every year?
Absolutely. A little cache of emergency presents saves embarrassment all year long.
Allie, what is this?
The Marquis de Sade's cuticle scissors?
It's either a vegetable trimmer or it has something to do with plumbing. Mark that package M.
For what?
Man.
Why?
No man would admit he didn't know what that was.
That's kind of a nice watch.
Yeah, I got it when I opened up my Christmas Club account.
Yeah, I need a watch.
Kate.
Think of all the trouble it will save you. You won't have to wrap it, you won't have to give it to me, and I won't have to act surprised.
Keep it.
A watch? For me? Look, you guys, look at the watch that Allie gave me.
Yeah, now.
Ooh, I can see by my new watch that I'm missing Dick Cavett.
Well, I need a lighter.
Wrap it.
Our subject tonight has been UFOs. Fact or fiction?
Fact. Fiction.
A lot of very smart people believe in UFOs.
Yeah, a lot of psychopaths and hysterics.
Look at the credits here. Morris Breeley, PhD, MD.
Phony doctor, manic depressive.
What about Eileen Rogers, BS?
Well, we all know what BS stands for.
What?
Bachelor of Science.
That's not what she meant.
Rap.
Produced and directed by Tom Fitzgerald. Tom Fitzgerald! Allie, Tom Fitzgerald works on this show!
Great! Who's Tom Fitzgerald?
Oh, Max and I were very close with him and his wife back in the early days. Last I heard, he was teaching college in Michigan or something.
Maybe it's not the same Tom Fitzgerald.
Oh, I'd really like to find out.
Well, the show comes from New York. Call him.
Good idea. Hey, listen, if it is the same Tom Fitzgerald, is it okay if I invite him to dinner? He's terrific.
Sure, invite his wife, too.
Oh, they're divorced.
Well, then he can't be that terrific.
Why not? We're divorced. We're terrific.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that. Tom?
Kate, my gosh, you've changed.
No, I'm Allie.
Well, that explains it. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Kate's not here. She's working late at the office.
Then you get the flowers.
Oh, thank you. Yellow roses, they're my favorite.
They should be. They suit you.
Well, I just put the cocktails in the oven. Would you like a roast?
Scotch, medium rare.
Did I just say that?
So you and Kate live here together, huh, with the kids?
Yeah. You'll meet the gang at dinner. Oh, by the way, we all watch your show. We think it's terrific.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. What do you do?
I stay home. The pay isn't great, but the hours are lousy. There is one condition you have to guard against, though, and that's ring around the brain.
Which is?
Well, it's a condition that you get from comparing too many fabric softeners. That's why I'm finishing my B.A.
Now, that is Kate. You haven't changed a bit.
Tommy, hi.
How are you?
Sorry I'm late.
That's quite all right. You left me in great hands.
Gosh, it's so good to see you.
I know, me too. It really is. Can you believe this? We're both divorced.
Well, there's a lot of that going around these days.
Yeah. How's Max?
He's great. He's living in L.A. making movies. He's living with this really gorgeous girl.
Well, that's only fair. So are you.
Tom, would you like some more roast?
No, thanks. I'm driving.
Oh, boy, I'm never going to live that one down.
So you were living the quiet life of an academic, teaching a couple of communication classes.
Right. And on the side, I was producing this little cable show about local happenings, and the Cabot people saw it, and they liked it. Here I am.
Well, what exactly do you do?
Well, I direct, come up with brilliant ideas for the shows.
How about the always glamorous life of a travel agent?
Or the life of a typical American teenager.
Speaking of which, we have a phone call to make.
No, you don't. Clear the table.
Well, we said we call them at 8:30 exactly.
Exactly at halftime, or else they won't talk to us.
Adults to the drawing room for coffee. Children, clear the table.
Mom.
You heard, Allie.
Great, we'll never have a love life.
Oh, don't worry about it. It's no big deal. If they're such fanatic jocks, they probably can't even tell time.
You're a jock.
Only part-time.
On Saturday, Kate's giving me a basketball lesson.
Yeah, through the legs, behind the back, fingertip roll.
To be followed by the famed Allie Lowell iodine and bandage roll.
You guys are really something. You know, you're just like a real family.
We are a real family.
But not a typical one.
Well, you don't have to have a man and a woman and 2.3 children to be a typical family. You just have to live with people who love you and who lend you their support.
But the cross-mothering and the mixed workload, now, how do you do that?
We fight a lot.
We fight a lot, but we laugh a lot, too.
We just wanted to have a family environment.
Watch it. You're in my way.
Go around me.
And we got it.
A lot of people live like we do.
This might make a show. The New American Family.
Come on.
I think it's a fantastic idea.
Sure. They're probably divorced fathers who live together the same way you do.
Yeah, or men and women who live platonically.
Grow up.
It might work.
I think I'm beginning to love this idea.
Yeah?
Yes. A show about the traditional family unit and how people are trying to preserve it in new ways. Dick will flip over that.
You're really going to do a show about people like us?
Not like you. You.
Really?
Us?
Sure, you're perfect.
You're kidding. That's fabulous.
You're going to put our moms on TV?
Yeah, isn't that terrific?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to go home right now and write up a proposal. I'm sorry. I just get caught up with an idea and I just...
Oh, that's okay, right, Allie?
Yeah.
Allie, it was really nice to meet you.
Oh, me too.
And when we do the show, maybe let me take you out to dinner afterwards to thank you for this wonderful evening.
Oh, you don't have to.
Well, I'd really like to. And when I get an okay from Dick, I'm going to give you a call.
There you go.
Goodbye, Kate.
Bye, Tommy. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
See ya.
Okay.
Goodbye, Allie. So long, kids.
Bye.
Bye.
Isn't that incredible? You and I are going to be on TV with Dick Cavett.
Can't believe it.
Kate?
Just don't do anything to embarrass us. I mean, our friends watch that show.
I promise you, I'll try not to drool. Kate?
And what about Tom?
Dick Cavett and a date? Is this great or what?
Get me out of this.
What's the matter? Oh, Allie, you don't still have that little... No.
Please?
Mom, why are you talking funny?
Your mom has this little thing.
It's... Not a little thing.
About speaking in public.
You do?
You never told them the story of the littlest angel?
I'll lend you my cashmere sweater.
Yeah.
I'll give you my cashmere sweater.
Allie, it's not that big a deal. The story's cute.
Oh, cute.
Gather around, you guys. I'm going to tell you a story. Allie, sit. Once upon a time, when Kate and Allie were in grammar school, there was this Christmas play, and Allison Adams got chosen to play the littlest angel because of her long golden curls. And the littlest angel was so proud that she was chosen to be the star of the play that she rubbed it in to all of her friends.
What were you, Mom?
I played a camel. So, want to finish the story, Allie? Anyway, the highlight of the show was to be that the littlest angel was going to flap her wings and fly out over the Christ child. Only, when they went to hook her to the wire, the hook got hold of her underpants, and the littlest angel just flew off into thin air.
With her underpants.
Down? And that's why you won't go into Cabot? You're afraid your underpants will fall down? No.
But ever since then, I've been terrified of sounding like Porky Pig in public.
Come on, Allie. The littlest angel was years and years and years.
Enough with the years.
Come on.
No way. This is not a mild apprehension we're talking about. This is a major childhood trauma.
We're not stuttering now.
Because I'm not doing the show.
You know, you could wear pantyhose.
You're all being ridiculous. I'm sure Dick Cavett will hate the idea.
Yeah? What if he loves it?
Well, I'll cross that.
Sorry I asked.
Allie! Guess what?
What?
Tom called me at the office. Dick Cavett loves the idea we're going to be on the show.
What?
This Friday. At the studio at 53rd Street.
What?
About 6 o'clock.
Hi.
Bye.
Brought your present.
Thanks.
Oh, don't be mad at me.
I'm not mad at you, Ellie. I'm just terminally disappointed. This could be my only chance to be on TV.
I'm sorry.
You've had this little problem since you were a kid, and you've never done anything to get better.
What do you want me to do? Walk around the streets of New York with my underpants down until I get used to the idea?
Remember when I was smoking and I wanted to stop and I couldn't and you kept nagging at me?
Yeah, and you kept sneaking cigarettes in the laundry room?
Yeah, but after that I went to a hypnotist and it worked.
Come on.
Quit smoking for you.
You're right, it's unfair. Take up smoking.
Hypnotism is a very legitimate form of therapy.
Does he have an office?
No, he's got a tent on the outskirts of town.
All right, I'll call him.
Oh, you don't have to. You've got an appointment tomorrow at 2:30.
You're cute.
I know. I still don't know why I had to play a camel.
So basically, it's very simple. I'm going to give you a post-hypnotic suggestion to try to replace your nervousness with another reaction. Something you can act on instead of just having to sit there feeling helpless.
Sort of like Pavlov's dog.
Don't knock Pavlov. He sold a lot of dog food. Excuse me. Yeah?
It's your wife. She says it's important.
Do you mind?
No, go ahead.
Thanks. Hi, hon. What's up? Oh, no, she didn't. Well, that's too bad. Honey, I can't talk to her now. I'm busy. Tell her I'll call her as soon as I'm free, okay? Bye-bye. I'm sorry. My daughter is hysterical. She tried out for a school cheerleader today.
She didn't make it?
No, they made her the team mascot instead.
That's not so bad. What's the mascot?
A chicken.
Oh.
She's supposed to cluck after every basket. Well, I guess she'll get over it. Shall we get started?
What do I do?
You just make yourself comfortable and watch the metronome. Just follow it back and forth. That's it. Now, I'd like you to try to clear your mind. Just imagine this completely empty. Nothing at all to think about. Feel relaxed, open, calm. Watch the metronome. Good. Now, I'd like you to close your eyes. Feel relaxed. Feel the chair under your arms. You hear my voice. Alec?
Mm-hmm.
You feel relaxed?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Relaxed. Calm. Good. Now, Allie, the next time you feel afraid, you're going to feel something else as well. You're going to feel thirsty. And the thirst is going to be more important than feeling afraid. And the water will relax you. So repeat after me. I will drink a glass of water and relax.
I will drink a glass of water and relax.
Good. I want you to raise your hand. Now, Allie, I'd like you to start lowering your hand very slowly and keep repeating to yourself, I will drink a glass of water and relax.
I will drink a glass of water and relax.
When your hand touches the desk, you will wake up feeling completely refreshed. You won't remember this conversation, but you will do exactly what I told you.
I will drink a glass of water and relax.
Poor Heather. She is absolutely hysterical. Did you talk to her?
I will drink a glass of water and relax.
Heather, hi, honey. Yeah, I know how disappointed you are, and I understand that. But look, you've got to turn this into something positive. How? Well, show them what a good sport you are. You just be the best chicken they ever saw.
I will drink a glass of water and relax.
Well, every time they score, you just run out there.
I will drink a glass of water.
Cluck like a chicken for all you're worth.
Cluck like a chicken for all I'm worth.
How are you feeling?
Fine.
Good.
Was I hypnotized?
Yes, that's right.
Was I really?
Yeah, you did very well.
What did I do? Did I do anything silly?
Allie, that's not what hypnosis is all about. Now look, good luck on your show. I'll be watching. See how you do.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, Ms. Lowell. Ms. McCardle called. You're supposed to meet her at 6 o'clock tonight at the Dick Cavett studio to fill out some forms. They moved the show up to tomorrow.
Dick Cavett? Tomorrow?
Yes. Good luck.
Okay, Willie said that if we want to use the timer, we should press this button.
Uh-huh.
How's it going with VCR?
Pretty good. With any luck, we should have a permanent record of the show.
Well, good, because this is your only chance. It's live.
I told everyone to watch.
Me too. Dad's gonna watch.
He is?
Uh-huh. He said you better say something nice about him.
This is Dick Cavett, not Fantasy Island. Allie, I'm so proud of the way you're behaving. You don't even seem nervous at all. Well, we better hurry up because our TV audience awaits us. Well, look, I'm going to go ahead and get a cab or we're going to be late.
Just think, Mom, you're going to be famous soon.
Yeah, bye. Good luck. Have a great time.
And 1 minute.
Hey, hello, everybody.
How you doing? Have a seat, please.
Make you.
Make yourselves comfortable. That is where you stand.
Sure,
hello, hello. Take a seat right here. You two look great.
Oh, thank you.
Just have fun with it.
Fun? We are entering into a meaningful dialogue about the restructuring of the contemporary American family. Which is my best side?
Hey, hi, everybody.
Guest, meet host.
Don't get up.
Hi.
Ah, well, now, how are we feeling? Nervous? Oh, thirsty.
Oh, there should be some water here somewhere. Break a leg.
Tony.
Now, listen, before we go on, I always tell everybody, you can forget all about the cameras, just let them find you. Don't be nervous. Try and enjoy it. I know that sounds easy.
He's kind of cute, isn't he? How are you doing?
Places, everybody. Ready to go. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hi, I'm Dick Cavett, and nice to see you again. We have an interesting show for you tonight. I think, well, maybe you should be the judge of that. But should you not think so, there's still time to switch to the all-weather channel. Anyway, I think we have a really interesting topic. It's the subject of single parents, people who have combined their households in a way that, in a way, has produced a kind of new form of American family. So, for want of a better word, let me introduce our couples to you. We have here Nancy and Daryl, right to my right, and Nathan and Oliver in that order, and Kate and Allie.
Allie.
Allie. My first question is an easy one. Why? Yes, could you elaborate? Guess what?
Well, for starters, simple economic necessity. I'm a housewife, but I can't get paid for what I do best. Daryl can, he's a lawyer. But he can't run a household too, so why not pool our talents?
I see, so you know, jealousy involved. In fact, if she was supposed to bring home another man, perhaps, or...
Oh, no.
No.
No, of course not.
I gather you don't buy that, Nathan.
No way.
How about you, Allie?
Nathan's a cynic. I believe a man and a woman can live together in a platonic relationship. I know my wife and I did it for the last 3 years of our marriage.
Daryl, let me ask you, suppose you meet a woman and you want to get married, what becomes of Nancy here? I mean, does she get booted out?
Well, I guess that could happen.
So what we're talking about really is a temporary arrangement.
Well, nowadays, marriage is a temporary arrangement.
Oh. Good point, Kate. Now, you two fellows have 4 kids, two dads.
Right.
Right? Now we know where Nancy can go if our friend here ever remarries. Yes. Well, now, Kate and Allie.
Yeah.
You have, in effect, 2 moms.
Right. 2, right, and 3 kids. We've got Emma, Jenny, and Chip. Hi, guys.
Let me ask you this. How in a situation like that do you decide who takes out the garbage? Allie?
Well, you know, in a family like ours, we don't really have any sexual stereotypes, so we share the jobs. Only Allie is a much better cook than I am, so... But we're not locked in any roles.
Mm-hmm. Is that right, Allie?
In many ways, it's like a marriage. You know, we share the responsibilities, but at the same time, we fight over who left the empty carton in the refrigerator.
See, Daryl, I hate that, too. Yeah.
Now, when you say that you, with word, you support each other.
Right.
Could you give me a for instance?
Well, a good example was coming on the show. Allie was very nervous about it.
Oh, really? Why?
Oh, it's a very funny story.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, we talked it over, and we came to a decision that we could both live with.
Uh-huh. Well, Allie, you've been a little quiet up to this point. Maybe you could explain to all of us just exactly how you did come to this solution.
It was a post-hypnotic suggestion. The hypnotist was here. Everything's fine. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Hello? Hi, Grandma. Yes, it was a post-hypnotic suggestion. The hypnotist was here. Everything's fine. I will. Bye.
I'm going to go outside and throw myself in front of a truck.
Hello? Oh, hi, Charles.
Changed my mind. I'll drown myself in the tub.
It was a post-hypnotic suggestion. The hypnotist was here and everything is fine. I'll tell her. Thank you. Goodbye. I wish Emma would get here. I'm starving.
Tub's too shallow. I'll just throw myself off a construction site. Oh, hi, Mrs. Mendelson. It was a post-hypnotic suggestion. The hypnotist was here. Everything's fine. I'll just strangle myself with my pearls.
I got it. It was a post-hypnotic suggestion. The hypnotist was here. Everything... What? Who is this? Sorry, you have the wrong number.
The East River's deep enough. I'll just drown myself in the East River.
Oh, Molly!
Okay, are you ready for your television debut?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's see. All right, here we go.
I'm not ready!
Allie, you're gonna have to see it sometime.
Why? Haven't I been humiliated enough?
Oh, now don't get your feathers all ruffled.
Not funny.
Everybody lays an egg sometime.
Watch it! Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Allie, you've been a little quiet up to this point. Maybe you could... explain to all of us, and we'd all be interested in knowing just exactly how you did come to this solution.
Just when you think there's no one around who's caring, along comes a friend who offers a hand in sharing. Things start looking fine. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. Just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.